Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Terry Pullen, CEO at Green Bank Capital. Terry, good to see you again. How are you?
Yeah, very good, Christine. Really good. And great to be invited again. Thank you.
Of course, yes. Lots to get to today. I want to first off get a sense of how it's been as you have recently taken over as CEO at Green Bank. So tell me what you've been up to so far.
Yes, it's been a frenetic time. I was kindly invited to take the role on, and I'm proud to accept the role. And obviously, we're very keen to take charge with a direction, a vision, and frankly, a workload to deliver on our ambitions that we have. The key first steps have been an element of consolidation, and the relevance of that is to ensure that we have the appropriate talent in terms of human talent to support the growth plans that we have. So a lot of the time has been spent recruiting, and we've got some top talent now in the team to ensure that as we go forward with our existing businesses, investments, and the pipeline that we've also been collating, we're able to not just deliver it, but support it and truly push it forward. Whereas before, it wasn't quite the same broad level of structural support that we would like to have. So busy time, but very, very constructively spent, I hope to be.
That's good to hear. So let's talk more about your investments. We did see news come out just yesterday on your portfolio company, CodyCoat, and its antiviral coding product. Just first, remind us a bit about how it works.
Certainly, yes. CodyCoat is, it's been brought about by the terrible pandemic situation that has created the global crisis that we've all been through, some better, some worse, but we've all been through it. The group of scientists at CodyCoat literally got together and said, do you know what, world, we can do something about this. Now that clearly appealed to our ESG credentials that at Green Bank, we're absolutely minded to. We believe that if we can make investments that do good and earn good money, that can't be a bad thing. And we genuinely have an eye on that because, we feel strongly about it. The team at CodyCoat, there's a dozen scientists, very, very bright people. And they believe that they could collaborate, get together in Cambridge and come up with some solutions to lots of practical elements of how viral infection is actually transmitted. To include coronavirus. The most exciting thing is that we was able to get involved, Christine, at a point whereby they needed some capital to be able to do some very serious, very strategic pilot schemes. One of them was in the world famous Royal Opera House in London's Covent Garden. Frankly, or thankfully, they was invited to do a 3-month process, of which we were proud to actually press release yesterday. And the outcome of that pilot scheme meant that it actually killed, after potentially touching 22,000 people, the application of Go Viral that was actually put on certain surfaces was as effective when it went on as what it was after 3 months, to the point whereby it killed 99% of viruses, including coronavirus.
So what does that mean going forward in terms of commercialization? What's the next step here?
Yeah, the next step is really, which is why it's been exciting 24 hours, is the truth, Christine, with the response we've had. It really has been, because the commercialization opportunities really are limitless. If you can imagine what that could mean to smartphone providers, for example. We're all very aware now of how these viruses, of all viruses, not just coronavirus, are transmitted. right the way through to healthcare. You know, just last year alone, there was $45 billion spent in the US alone on healthcare and prevention because of viral spread. You've then also got the sort of, you know, the other forms of touch places, from, you know, with respect to when one goes into a burger joint and, you know, you're making your order. You know, there's all forms of touch screen that can be affected and supported by what we have come up with. Not we, not Greenbank, but certainly Codico have come up with. So the applications are limitless. You know, also in public spaces, because we're also working on, you know, with Codico, the ability to be able to, through extract systems, put also through the science, which is nanotechnology, to be able to prevent there being the spread of virus.
So should we potentially be looking out for some partnerships on the horizon?
Absolutely partnerships, absolutely collaborations, and absolutely, you know, for the better good of all, but obviously, frankly, for the better good of Greenbank and its shareholders as well as Codico and its principals. So we believe that, you know, we can all do well by doing good.
And just remind us of the investment Greenbank has in Codico.
We have a 5% investment as we speak, with an ability to take that to 15%, 1.5.
And so broadly, in terms of your other portfolio companies, what should we look out for? What's on the horizon?
Unfortunately, I can only tell you about what's been press released. Otherwise, I get in trouble. So, but we most recently press released, we made a £2.5 million pounds investment into Belivery. Belivery is online groceries, and, you know, just recently in the Sunday Times in the UK, the scale of that market, there were valuations quoted, multi-billion valuations on companies that have been going a very short space of time. We understand that forecast. We understand how they get to that valuation process. And we believe we've supported a company in Belivery that, frankly, you know, has got a valuation potential in that area. You know, I can't be specific, of course, but the delivery of the operational team that are in place and the tech that's in place in that company are frankly, you know, very impressive, professional, and highly motivated. So the delivery team, we believe, is one to unquestionably look out for. We also have a whole range of existing or pipeline projects that will be coming, not maybe coming, will be coming to your ears and eyes very shortly through press releases. And that's in the different sectors. You've got social media sectors, capital market sectors, smart city sectors, and also biotech and cybersecurity. So our goals are to provide our shareholders exponential growth. And that's always been our focus. It's always been our clear strategy of managing our investment portfolio is to give, yes, some excitement, but also blended with some intelligent, serious research, serious involvement in being able to understand whether the goals are specific, measurable, and achievable. Anything we invest in, we believe, qualifies on those points.
Well, Terry, it was really great to catch up with you. Looking forward to following your advancements here with all of your portfolio companies. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Christine.